This is Pulse Daily. Reading these sources together, GiveCare's inference is that the care system is transferring specialized clinical responsibility onto families without the training or supervision that would make it safe. And that as families treat home as the permanent care setting and scale their hours up rather than move a relative into a facility, that untrained burden compounds rather than eases. This is an editorial connection across an academic explainer and an interested party survey, not a claim either source makes. Family caregivers manage complex diets for older relatives, often with little nutritional guidance. Families are more likely to increase or alter home care hours than move a relative into a senior living facility as health needs change. A newly published analysis by Meenakshi Raj, a health services researcher at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign, documents that family caregivers routinely manage complex therapeutic diets for older relatives with little nutritional guidance. Many caregivers, she writes, do not recognize how much time, energy, and effort they dedicate to these responsibilities until a focused conversation surfaces it. Nutrition needs change with age, and older adults may live with multiple chronic conditions, making dietary management genuinely complex. Yet caregivers are often left to handle it alone, with limited resources and information about nutrition. GiveCare's read across these sources is that the formal system is handing families specialized clinical responsibility. Managing a therapeutic diet can carry real medical risk without the training or supervision a clinic or facility would require. And that as families commit to home as the durable care setting and scale hours up rather than move out, that untrained work compounds rather than eases. Will home care providers or public programs begin equipping unpaid family caregivers with structured nutritional guidance? Or will the estimated 1 in 4 who manage diets keep doing it alone?